what it was like there amongst the crowd. They're talking 300,000, 600,000, maybe more. We should get a guesstimate from Metro any day now as to how many people were there. But that was absolutely incredible. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things I want to get to is those of you that were there, it had to make you feel proud to be a part of something that is so wonderful and so positive as the NFL draft. I mean, everybody came. They were all wearing the team colors, and it was phenomenal. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side of the break. But if you want to join us, if you're a first-time caller, and maybe you've never called this show, maybe you've never called any talk show, our survival rate is up over 95%. So make sure you call me. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let the gentleman Jim know that you are a first-time caller. He'll whisper it to me. I'll blab it to everybody, and we'll have some fun together. We'll move you up in line, and we'll get you on. I want you to hear Tom McClintock. This was yesterday. A congressman from California, a Republican, a conservative, as he grilled Alejandro Mayorkas from DHS during his House Judiciary Committee hearing. This was Tom McClintock yesterday during a hearing in the House of Representatives.
Mr. Secretary, since the administration took office, you've deliberately released into the United States 836,000 illegal immigrants who crossed our borders in violation of our laws and sovereignty. Now, that is more than the entire population of the state of North Dakota. And while the Border Patrol has been overwhelmed by this influx, you've allowed about 600,000 gotaways to escape into the interior. This is more than the entire population of the state of Wyoming. And that's with Title 42 in place. When you remove that, it's estimated that we're going to see as many as 18,000 illegal immigrants released into the interior every day. That's the same as admitting a new state of Alaska every 40 days. These numbers are simply staggering. And I'd like to know why you think this benefits Americans. Packing classrooms with non-English-speaking students, flooding emergency rooms with illegals demanding care, making it harder to deport criminal illegal aliens, flooding the labor market with cheap foreign labor. How does this benefit Americans?
Congressman, if I can explain how the legal system works when encountering individuals at our southern border.
First of all, that's not my question. My question is, how does this benefit Americans?
Congressman, when an individual is encountered at the southern border, they are placed in immigration enforcement proceedings.
Okay.
And under
so you don't have an answer for how any of this benefits Americans. So let's talk about your enforcement proceedings. Let's define exactly what that means. An alien is given a notice to appear with a court date or simply a notice to report. Call in when you get wherever you want to go. 90% of these asylum claims are turned down. And when they are, less than 15% actually leave. Now, you have already instructed ICE that mere illegal presence in the country is not grounds for deportation, so they stay and await the next amnesty. That's what you mean by enforcement proceedings, because that's what you do.
Congressman, you've misstated the facts. Individuals are placed in immigration enforcement proceedings. Those who present a public safety threat, a threat to national security, a threat to border security, are held in detention during the pendency of those immigration proceedings. Those who do not are given a notice to appear, and the appearance rate is over 86%.
On the initial proceedings, but 90% of them are rejected, and when they're rejected, only 15% leave, and you've told ICE, don't go after the others unless there's an underlying criminal situation. You've assured us that ICE prioritizes criminal removals, and that I heard you say you deported more criminals in the Trump administration. But according to data from the FOIA request from the Center for Immigration Studies, in 2021, deportations of aliens with serious criminal convictions declined by over 50% compared to 2020 and 65% compared to 2018. And according to ICE's own website, detainers for assault are down 57%. Under your leadership, detainers for weapons offenses down 52%. Dangerous drugs down 49%. Detainers for homicides are down 43%. Sex crimes down 29%. How does this make our communities safer?
Boy, what a great question. What a great question. And by the way, Mayorkas doesn't really have much of an answer to that. It's really sad. But I'm going to make sure you hear that plenty, because that particular clip to me is chapter and verse on what's wrong along our southern border. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, it's 1:31 as I check out the traffic cams. I thank all those hundreds of thousands of people which are in town for the NFL draft and other things are probably asleep right now because there's no major issues on area freeways to really speak of on the 95. You're averaging pretty close to freeway speeds there on the 15 through the resort area. However, there are lane restrictions to consider. That's downtown on Interstate 515, eastbound at Main, westbound at Eastern. That's a bridge reconstruction project that will go through the year. And remember the road closures in front of the Bellagio on Las Vegas Boulevard, and Flamingo Road is closed from the Boulevard to Koval Lane.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Padres beat the Reds 7-5 on Thursday. Ha Seong Kim hit a tie-breaking three-run double in the sixth. Kim had three hits, including a pair of doubles. Manny Machado with four hits, giving him seven in the last two games as San Diego improved to 6-0 against the Reds this season.
There's another bloop that's going to drop into left for a base hit and score another run. They're still loaded. Marsh comes through.
Angels radio with the call. 4-1 the final over the Guardians Thursday. The Angels earning a series sweep. Taylor Ward drove in a pair of runs. Brandon Marsh with three hits and an RBI. Orange County native Austin Hedges homered and had a pair of hits for the Guardians, who've lost the first seven games of their 10-game road trip. The Dodgers, Giants, and A's all had the day off. Oakland hosting Cleveland tonight. The Dodgers home against the Tigers. The Giants host Washington. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's Macy's Friends and Family with an extra 30% off special gifts from top designers just in time for Mother's Day when you use your coupon or Macy's card. And take 15% off fragrances, skincare, makeup, and more great gift ideas going on now at Macy's. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit norafornv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What an amazing, amazing late afternoon and early evening it was for the National Football League draft that was held down at the Bellagio. I thought it came off flawlessly, except for the one player, the one first-round pick, and I forget his name, who walked the wrong way. He went through the wrong tunnel and then finally realized, oops, I think I need to be going the other way. I thought it was just great. Gentleman Jim Dallas followed it all. And I don't know, other than the one player that took a left when he should have taken a right and was kind of wandering around for a bit, I thought it went flawlessly.
It went very well for, I think, a lot of teams. They got better last night. Now, of course, the Raiders, they don't pick until the third round because they already made their first and second round picks in one player. And that, of course, is Devontae Adams, the star wide receiver that they picked up from the Green Bay Packers. So they handed those picks to the Packers. So the Raiders have not been on the clock yet, and they're hosting this thing, but they will be picking tonight. It'll be in the third round. It'll be the 86th pick in the draft. So there's a lot of lives which are going to be changed, and I think the best reaction that I've seen so far from some of the other teams is the Super Bowl winning coach Sean McVay. He was in the middle of an interview when he saw what the Patriots did, and they picked a player that he himself on the tape says, hey, we wasted all our time on this guy. They took him in the first round. We thought we would get him at number 104 in the third round. So, and he had a few beers or something. You could tell.
He was a part of the party.
Yeah, he was having a good time. He and the general manager of the L.A. Rams, of course, they traded away their first-round pick, so they had the night off. They traded for a quarterback in Matt Stafford, who ended up winning the Super Bowl this year for them. So you can see why a lot of these teams are doing these trades, because if you can get an established player, maybe you will give up a first-round pick or a second-round pick or even both, but you've got a proven commodity. And you know how many times we've seen first-round busts. I think Jamarcus Russell is the best example for Raiders fans. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they actually gave him this is something that I didn't know until I heard the story. I think it was John Gruden that was sharing this, that they put a $100 bill. It was taped to the playbook on whatever it was, you know, pick a number, page 78 of this playbook. And he said, hey, well, how did it go? They asked him how the playbook went. He says, oh, yeah, just fine. Read the whole thing. He didn't say anything about the $100 bill. So they knew that he didn't do his homework. And he was really, I think, one of the biggest busts. Maybe a nice guy, but as far as an NFL player, had to be one of the worst picks in Raiders history, that's for sure.
And they get back at it 4 o'clock this afternoon?
4 o'clock this afternoon at Central, you know where it is, at the Bellagio. It looked beautiful on TV last night, didn't it?
Boy, it did. It did. And the mass of humanity. I can't wait to see what the numbers are, if it's 300,000 or 600,000 or maybe 1 million people. But they were jammed in there shoulder to shoulder. I hope it's not a super spreader, but we'll deal with that as it comes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, when we come back, the president wants to spend $33 billion on Ukraine aid, but it's not just for howitzers. And that's, I think, a mistake. I think they're going to be doling out a lot of money in different ways, but it's not all military aid. And that's what's a little bit scary for me. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. And I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants, especially now at NBA and NHL playoff time? Trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. Years of overdriven radio station headphones caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family to repeat what they'd said. It just drove me nuts. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. The results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I've got a beef with President Biden. Yesterday, he held a little photo op at the White House. He doesn't go far from home, does he? Asking for $33 billion for Ukraine. The problem is it's not all for military hardware. It's more than just the howitzers. In fact, let's go to cut three. This is the president yesterday at the White House.
Basically, we're out of money. And so that's why today, in order to sustain Ukraine as it continues to fight, I'm sending Congress a supplemental budget request. It's going to keep weapons and ammunition flowing without interruption to the brave Ukrainian fighters and continue delivering economic and humanitarian assistance to the Ukrainian people. This so-called supplemental funding addresses the needs of the Ukrainian military during the critical weeks and months ahead. And it begins the transition to longer-term security assistance that's going to help Ukraine deter and continue to defend against Russian aggression. This assistance would provide even more artillery, armored vehicles, anti-armored systems, anti-air capabilities that have been used so effectively thus far in the battlefield by the Ukrainian warriors. You know, it's going to deliver much-needed humanitarian assistance as well as food, water, medicine, shelter, and other aid to Ukrainians displaced by Russia's war, and provide aid for those seeking refuge in other countries from Ukraine. It's also going to help schools and hospitals open. It's going to allow pensions and social support to be paid to the Ukrainian people so they have something in their pocket. It's also going to provide critical resources to address food shortages around the globe. Ukraine was one of the world's largest agricultural producers. It typically grows 10% of all the wheat that's shipped around the world. Putin has asserted sanctions are blocking food from Ukraine and Russia getting on the market, the sanctions we've imposed on Russia. Simply not true. Putin's war, not sanctions, are impacting the harvest of food and disrupting the movement of that food by land and sea to nations around the globe that need it. This funding is going to help ease rising food prices at home as well and abroad caused by Russia's war in Ukraine. It's going to help support American farmers produce more crops like wheat and oilseed, which is good for rural America, good for the American consumer, and good for the world.
You know, don't try and oversell this. The fact that all $33 billion is not going to military aid. My question is, what is Germany doing? What is Sweden doing? What is Finland doing? They could be providing this humanitarian aid, but I don't see them doing it. Why are we the ones that have to come up with $33 billion? And if we're going to come up with $33 billion, it damn well better be for military aid. This idea of, putting money in the pockets of pensioners, seniors, is noble, but it's wrong. The other beef I have is with the president yesterday. His comments on students and teachers, and this was incredible. When I heard this, I said he did not just say that, did he? And he did. Judge Jeanine Pirro spotted this and made a play on the five last night. This is cut four. This is Judge Jeanine Pirro taking issue with Biden comments on students and teachers.
Today, there are too many politicians trying to score political points, trying to ban books, even math books. I mean, did you ever think, even the younger teachers, did you ever think when you'd be teaching, you'd be worrying about book burnings and banning books? All because it doesn't fit somebody's political agenda. They're all our children. And the reason you're the teachers of the year is because you recognize that. They're not somebody else's children. They're like yours when they're in the classroom.
The children are ours when they're in the classroom. They're not somebody else's children. Wrong. My child is my child, whether my child is at home or in the classroom. They are not your children. They are always my children. I give you the right to have them in the classroom because I elect to allow them in the classroom. I elect to have them taught in a public school. And I find this so incredible that Biden is saying that the teachers are really the victims here. Teachers are being unfairly targeted. That's a quote from Biden in the culture wars. Are you kidding me? The teachers are the ones who said the parents were the terrorists and the Biden administration and the FBI ran with it. So here is what I consider to be the bottom line, that this is a new world order. We're now going to bring in the children into part of the government. They're ours, and we're going to decide what to teach them. And you parents, we're not going to tell you about it. But if you find out about it, it's still none of your business. Here's a message. We pay the teacher's salary. We provide you with the product, which is a child. And we have the right to decide whether to send our child to your school or to a private school or to teach them at home. And cut out the crap with, oh, there are children and nobody else's. Stop. That's absurd. It's custodial interference.
Judge Jeanine Pirro yesterday on The Five, and she is exactly right, that what we have here is a difference of opinion. The president believes that the kids belong to the state. And it's just not true. They belong to you. They belong to me. That is absolutely absurd. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. But this is, we saw what happened when parents rose up in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And I think the same thing is going to be happening in state after state after state. And yes, here in Nevada, when parents go to the polls in June, in November, that's going to be a reckoning that the Democrats are simply going to have to deal with. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, Battleborn, Nevada. In 1976, a group of American patriots came together to form Gun Owners of America to protect, defend, and restore your Second Amendment right. As you know, the Biden administration and the radical left will stop at nothing to achieve their gun control agenda. I am Monty Bowen, the Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment right. The elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are hosting a Meet the Candidates night at our office, so that you can personally meet the candidates running for office here in Nevada and discuss their views on the Second Amendment. Please join us on Monday, May 2nd at 5 p.m. to meet the candidates for State Senate, Assembly, and Congressional District 1. We are located at 570 South Decatur Boulevard. If you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn more about our efforts. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America paid for this ad.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer.
Some restrictions apply.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Wanted to take a quick stop by the